I'm John Batchelor, BBC. Why Li Keqiang's death is dangerous for Xi Jinping. A photograph of Li Keqiang, now deceased, toasting Xi Jinping, now the general secretary for the third iteration of the Chinese Communist Party. The BBC writes, the death of a leader in China can usher in big changes. It did after Mao Zedong, or it can lead to political upheaval, like it did when grieving for Hu Yaobang morphed into the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests. A foreshadowing beginning for a BBC copy. I welcome Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, been a number of senior Chinese communist officials in government and out of government stepping aside from history recently. Is there a pattern you can see? Good day to you.
Good day, John. And there certainly is a pattern. You had the top two officers of the Rocket Force, which controls almost all of China's nuclear weapons, were sacked. In addition to those two, nine others disappeared this summer. You had Liu Yaozhou, who was a former Air Force general, prominent military thinker. The rumor is he got a death sentence, probably not true. Then you had that's foreign minister Qin Gong mysteriously disappears. Rumors are that he hanged himself or he was executed. In any event, he hasn't been seen. And miscellaneous other officials have also dropped out of sight in the last 4 or 5 months. So this seems to be an epidemic in Beijing of some sort.
We welcome Charles Burton and the McDonnell Laurier Institute, who helps us understand Chinese Communist Party history and how to deal with dissent. Charles, there have been episodes like this for some time. The most vivid one in my memory was when the previous general secretary, Hu Jintao, was obliged to leave the public sphere of television cameras during an important party event, just led off stage. Is that what we're witnessing? Is this how turnover works in a communist party? Good day to you.
Well, certainly, good day. Certainly, Mr. Li Keqiang is a member of Hu Jintao's faction, the Youth League faction, as it's called. He was the last remaining loyalist to Mr. Hu, who was in the Standing Committee at the Politburo under Xi Jinping, and in the most recent party meeting was forced into early retirement, earlier than the age limit that's conventionally used to determine when a premier of the state council steps down and replaced by a Xi Jinping loyalist. Certainly, if there was any rallying point for anti-Xi Jinping factionalism, Li Keqiang would have been the center of it. He represented a technocratic faction. He did a study at Beijing University on Western constitutional democracy. He certainly supported Deng Xiaoping's opening and reform policies. All of these things have been repudiated by Xi Jinping and have led to bad consequences for China. So, you know, the last of the reformists suffering a mysterious death by heart attack while swimming in a hotel in Shanghai, receiving post-heart attack treatment in a Chinese medical hospital as opposed to a Western facility, does give one pause for thought about what has really happened here. Was he in that hotel because he was under investigation, say, and the stress of the investigation led to the heart attack? We don't really know, but certainly this is very convenient for Mr. Xi that Mr. Li is no longer a figure in Chinese politics due to his untimely and early demise. You know, most communist officials have such excellent medical assurance. They live for a good long time. Mr. Li's death is well, really quite unexpected. There were no indications that we'd seen of him being in weak health, although he had had a history of heart disease in the past.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, what are people in China saying about the death of Li Keqiang?
Well, I think that there is a lot of suspicion about it, frankly. You know, not that one can say too much, but and of course, one's inclined to find conspiracy theories titillating, but whether it will lead to the kind of popular response that one saw after the death by heart attack of Hu Yaobang, I'm sorry, in 1989 remains to be seen. I don't think that Mr. Li had a great deal of affection from the people, not like Zhou Enlai or Hu Yaobang, but certainly he was seen as representing a vision for China that if he had become the party's general secretary instead of Xi Jinping, which in the Hu Jintao age we thought that he was the successor, that China might have been quite a different country than the repressive and aggressive regime under Xi Jinping is really a megalomaniac leader who doesn't seem to have as much concern for the welfare of Chinese people as Mr. Li did, as a technocrat who wanted good governance and peaceful policies and good relations with the rest of the world. So, you know, there's quite a strong contrast between Li Keqiang and Xi Jinping, and everybody is aware of it.
Yes, Charles, it is coincidental that a man associated with an economic reforms steps off the stage of history at the time that economic reforms are critical if the Chinese Communist Party is to survive. The property collapse, the doubts about foreign investors, as you mentioned, the surveillance state, that is the opposite of what Li Keqiang represented, which was the Chinese miracle. So I see that either there is the great author of everything has a sense of humor, or there is a connection to be made. About what the Chinese people make, do they express this in the social media? Where do the discerning Chinese voice their doubts?
Well, you know, after his death, there are reports that China had cracked down on virtual private networks to prevent information from going out. It was number three on the news after, you know, Xi Jinping's new policy for the Northeast and the current premier Li Keqiang's meeting in Bishkek. I think the government is being very careful in trying to keep this thing as low key as possible. And they did have an obituary where they read all of his accomplishments over the years and noted that after retirement, he was highly supportive of Mr. Xi's policies, mentioning poverty alleviation and international policies. So, you know, the media is trying its best to discourage people from taking conclusions from Mr. Li Keqiang's untimely death. I think the idea that he might have somehow died not naturally but through some other reason is not entirely surprising to Chinese people. I think there's a lot of this that people wonder about, but it does seem to be part of the modus operandi of this regime in its darker corners.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, are there any reformers left?
No, he's absolutely the last. I mean, Hu Jintao, as we know, was taken off that stage looking quite befuddled. And, you know, as we can see from the video, as he left, he put his arm on the shoulder of Li Keqiang as he was walking out, as I think there was a feeling that the reformers are no longer active in the national debate in China. It's all about Mr. Xi's own plans based on his vision of history and desire to redress the opium wars and make China the dominant hegemon on the planet by the year 2050. It's an ambitious plan that is unlikely to be achieved, but that is what's driving Mr. Xi today.
We have the metaphor of musical chairs. Does that suit, Charles, for what we're witnessing? Soon enough, Xi will be sitting in the only chair in the room.
I think he is already basically in the only chair in the room, you know, particularly after the most recent Congress. He's surrounded by yes men, weak officials who are unlikely to speak truth to power. And, you know, the removal of potential rivals who might, I don't know how you'd put it, bring some new chairs to the game does seem to put a cap on it. I really despair about where China will be going in the future if people of goodwill and good sense are no longer able to participate in China's policymaking and power.
Gordon, is it too strong to use the word purge?
Well, there certainly have been purges. Whether Li Keqiang was killed or whether they just allowed him to die is another matter. But across both civilian and military ranks, people have been removed this year, and actually in quite substantial numbers.
Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute commenting on the death of a Chinese Communist Party elitist, Li Keqiang. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.